Everyone hates a tattletale, but I'd really love to get a tad of that tale. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to the Magneto of the Tush for that catchphrase submission, the Magneto of the Tush. Don't think either of those things are going to stick, though, so keep trying. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. My name is Scott Aukerman, host of the show, and we have, look, I'm going to be honest, we are now knee-deep, or I might even say balls-deep in this strike. And the guests are getting slim pickings with the guests these days. So we have an okay show for you today. Coming up a little later, we have a music producer, not covered by the strike. We're all right to talk to them. We also have an LA legend. Okay, an LA legend. That's amazing. Those are coming up a little bit later in the show. A lot of fiddling with chords here on today's show. Really not sure why this is happening. Oh, okay. Wow. In and out. I wish the listeners could see this. Wow. The show is here right in the room. But let's get to our first guest. We, of course, cannot have on Hollywood stars any longer to promote their projects. So instead, I'm having a returning guest. He is Jason Mantzoukas' neighbor, I believe, our good friend Jason Mantzoukas. And I think he's a chef or he has some sort of...
That's right.
So he has a television show where he's a chef, but yeah, that is yours. Yeah.
It's mostly YouTube.
Mostly YouTube.
It's all on YouTube, but we can get all to what I'm up to in just a second.
Okay, please welcome back to the show with Jason Mantzoukas.
Scott, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. So glad to be here. Glad to see you and glad to be around all the wires. There's a lot of wires.
Three things that you're glad about. I love
it. I love to be here.
Yeah. It's good to see you. Now, for those of you who did not hear his previous appearance, and why would you have? Jason is...
I don't know. I promoted it pretty heavily.
Oh, you did? Really?
I rented a blimp.
I don't know that... You rented a blimp?
Sure. Well, because I was just so happy about how the promotion went. I said, I treat myself.
Oh, okay. So this is not a blimp that was promoting the podcast.
No, it was all...
This is just a blimp ride.
Blank blimp.
When you say you rented a blimp, what did you pay to go on someone else's blimp? Is that what it is?
Well, I don't own a blimp. Not many people own blimps. So you got to find just the right sucker. person... who owns a blimp, pay them a fee that you agree on, and you take it up.
Sure. Have you ever disagreed on a fee and walked away?
A blimp fee?
Yeah.
Never.
Really? You always come to an agreement.
Because what am I going to do is just say, no, oh, I'm not going to do it. You get yourself so hyped on going on a blimp.
Oh, yeah. So you'll pay anything.
I'll pay whatever you want.
You're Jason Mantzoukas' neighbor, and right. You are, what is the name of your chef?
Grilling with the Zooks. It's my YouTube show. We get millions upon millions of viewers a month.
Millions upon millions. So you'll get a million.
Yep.
And then millions on top of millions those
millions? Millions on top of that. I think last time I looked, it was 10 million per month.
10 million a month for
views.
For one episode, or the aggregate?
To define aggregate would be a step above my pay grade.
Here's $10. Okay, go ahead.
Yep.
And what is your style of cooking again? Just to recap what you talked
about.
Sure.
It's a grilling show. It's out in my backyard. I shoot out. I got my eight assistants, the crazy
shootout?
Eights.
What?
I shoot it out in my backyard.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying there's a shootout in your backyard.
No.
Whatever you kill, you eat.
That's right. It's a lot of, I'll grill things up.
And the crazy eights,
The crazy eights were my assistants. Still are. The nasty nine. Doing? We got a new intern.
Oh, okay. But then someone quit? So now you're back to crazy eights?
Right. Yeah, he didn't appreciate the way I was handling the cameras.
Sorry, do you take that into account when you're hiring and firing of like, oh, no, I'll need to come up with a new nickname?
Right. Because we actually lost two assistants. And I was like, down to this. Stinky seven. I said, I like crazy eights or nasty nine.
Right. Okay.
Or the decadent 10.
And that isn't alliterative, but of course, 10 is in the DECA system.
10, you got to understand counting. 10, you go to two numbers, so you're going to switch up the the grammar.
I understand. So,
we cook out in the backyard. I cook out in the backyard. Sometimes they go well, sometimes they don't go so well. And at the end of every episode, I put an alcoholic drink on the grill and it explodes.
And what's the best one? Well, like, what's created the most, the biggest, like,
well, the
most
biggest
fun
one,
explosion?
The champagne was a big one.
Champagne, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that will just explode in your hand sometimes.
Sure. But, and put it on a grill and turn that thing up. And put the, we'll put the lid down on the grill so you don't see that one. It just blows the top off the grill.
So you're filming it.
We've done so many shows with blowing up things on the grill that we just need to figure out new ways to bring a viewer.
How hot do you need to get it on that grill to blow one of those up?
To blow up a champagne?
Yeah.
You get that thing up to 90.
Just 90.
Just
that
90.
Is low and slow.
Low and slow and pops. It takes about, that was a long episode. That took about, that was like a 7-hour episode.
Okay. And to be clear, the content in the episode lasts about, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it ranges from 30 seconds to 30 minutes.
Because sometimes you will just quit.
Right. Well, there was the one where I was chasing that lobster around my backyard. And I hated him. And
couldn't catch him, so you just were like, forget it.
No, I caught him, snapped his neck, and didn't grill him because I said...
I'm content with murdering him.
You messed around with me too much. I'm just going to kill you and not even use you for what you're needed for.
And so that was a short episode. Then you blew something up on the grill, though, for that.
Yeah, I blew up, I think, a can of beer I got at a Red Lobster. We try to make it thematic.
Giving beer out in cans these days?
Yep. Well, you got to go to the secret menu.
Oh, okay.
You just got to flip all the way to the back.
Oh, okay.
And there's a big...
Most people don't get to the back of the menu. Have you ever been to the back of a Cheesecake Factory menu? It's almost impossible.
Been to a back of a Cheesecake Factory.
Really? Oh, it's beautiful.
Nevertheless, the menu.
You got to go back there where the dumpster is.
Yeah.
So many cheesecakes just sitting there that they toss out.
I had a friend. I got to get him on the show. His name was Rudy. And you're never going to believe his last name.
No idea.
Tootie.
Rudy Tootie.
He used to dress up as a little dumpster bin and hang out in the back of a Cheesecake Factory.
Like a Halloween costume where he's like a dumpster?
Bingo. And they used to toss him right into his mouth.
Amazing.
He had to buy a new costume because he got so big.
Okay. Well, I would love to talk to Rudy Tootie. Is that the only interesting thing about him? Or
No, I mean, the interesting thing about him is he's one of the crazy eights.
Oh, he is?
Sure.
Okay. So you hire your friends, because you said he was your friend.
Yeah, he's my one friend who kind of runs the crazy eights.
Oh, okay.
He's the eight ball.
Oh, okay.
We call him the
that.
Eight ball.
The eight ball, yeah. All revolves around him.
It all revolves around me, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. So you're like the cue ball.
I guess
except you have hair.
Well, I'd say I'm the cue stick.
Oh, okay.
And I'm hitting
you hit the balls around.
Now he's the eight ball, but I hit the eight ball with the cue stick.
Okay, is that billiards? What game is that?
That is no pocket billiards, bumper billiards.
Okay, got it. So your show can be described as no pocket bumper billiards.
That's what it says in the trades.
So trades are reporting on your show.
Yeah, it's a huge show.
I mean, they don't have a lot to talk about these days. Not a lot's going on in Hollywood.
God, and that's just that. Burn my ass this track. I had so many shows. I've got so many shows in development hell right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What were some of the shows that you can't do right
well,
now?
Well, I shot some of them, but we can't do anything with them. They're just in the can.
Mm.
I went to France. the fuck's my character's name?
Jason Mantzoukas.
Jason Mantzoukas. We did Grilling with the Zooks Goes to France, and I went to a culinary institute, and they taught me how to make sauces and things. I didn't speak the language, so it was a lot of me running around chasing people around. What's this say? What are you talking about? We're in a high pressure situation.
Is there a time limit on this, or just
I mean, we put a little time clock in the bottom of it,
but that's just when you would run out of film.
Yeah. So the audience, what's gonna happen? Is it gonna just end properly or not? And then before that, we shot a bunch in my backyard. I think we did a 2-week just shooting shots of beers and things blowing up on the grill.
And that was for TV, not for YouTube. Because this sounds a lot like your YouTube show.
It is a lot like it, but we were going to, you know, YouTube is so popular, we brought it to TV.
I see. Okay.
NBC's.
NBC,
all
really?
The NBC platforms.
The Peacock Network.
Bingo. They and ABC wanted to share it.
Really?
Yeah,
the American Broadcasting
Company. It's going to be the only show that's on two networks.
That's a lot like when, you know, Obama said congratulations to all those graduates. That was on every network, I remember.
I couldn't believe that.
That was amazing.
I couldn't believe he would do that.
Programming.
That felt like he just didn't want to get up and do something.
What do you mean by that? This is during COVID, of course. This is like the COVID year where it was a special, and I watched it. Because
you know where I stand on Obama and COVID.
Oh.
I love him, and I think everybody should wear a mask still.
Well, I'm so sorry about your Hollywood prospects that they're not panning out.
I know.
Out.
I had a... Jeez, I had a...
Pardon the pun. I know when I say not panning out, you use pans as a chef.
And sure.
I apologize for that.
That's fine. I used a lot of chef pans in France. They love that.
They love pans out
there. I said, can I just use my tongs and flip it on a grill?
Oh, and they said, no, you got to do that. Well, it's a lot of saucing and...
Who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Did you take
there?
Away anything from?
I took away some of those croissants. Brought them home in a duffel bag.
Are they still good?
No. I'm gonna grill those up too. Maybe blow them up. I'll tell you about the 4th of July episode. We put a bottle rocket on the grill.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
It went every which way.
Yeah.
But loose.
But down, hopefully.
Yeah, it went that way too.
Oh, really?
It went up and down.
That's a very special episode. Do you have anything planned for the upcoming holidays? I'm trying to think what's coming up. Labor Day and then Halloween and then Thanksgiving.
Well, Halloween, I always do grill a steak as a dressed as a vampire.
Oh, okay.
Each year.
Bloody rare.
Bingo.
All right.
And each year we, it's a different vampire. Last year I did Dracula.
Oh, and wait, you waited till last year to do Dracula? He's the star of the show.
That was the first one.
Oh, so last year was the first one.
So from now on, it's going to be any type of vampire.
Okay, so who are you doing?
I don't even know any other vampires. That's the thing. I got to look it up.
You got Edward. You got Lestat.
What about Edward Scissorhands? Is he a vampire?
This came up, I believe, on a different show I was doing the other day. Of that.
Weird how that happened. Just sort of Edward that Scissorhands every once in a while gets in the sort of common mindset.
It would be funny if he were a vampire because he would cut people's necks because he had lost his teeth because he loved sugar too much.
Oh, he's the dentist lament.
He is the dentist lament. That is that's the subtitle of Edward Scissorhands, The Dentist's Lament.
The Barber's Dream, a.k.a. The Dentist's Lament.
No, he is a barber's dream because he can cut his own hair.
Bingo.
And so the barber gets a day off.
You think he ever goes, he goes in and says, give me a haircut. Well, you can cut your own hair, but you can still pay me and use the seat.
Yeah.
And I'll take a little break and look at this
Playboy magazine.
Did you ever go to a... You ever been to a hairdresser who has Playboys out?
I was talking about this on a different show as well.
Jesus, how many podcasts are you doing?
I know.
I gotta have you on my podcast.
Oh, what's your podcast?
It's called Podding with the Zooks.
Okay. What do you do on this?
Trying to get Jason Manzoukas on.
Yeah, we gotta get Jason on the same episode of Comedy Bang Bang with you.
That'd be nice, because I really haven't met him.
Yeah, you're neighbors.
We're neighbors.
And you see him every once in a while.
Every once in a while, and we say, I saw him just the other day. He complimented my new car.
Oh, well, you have a new car.
New Kia. It's a new Kia.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Like a
not a Nokia. It's not a phone car.
Oh, okay.
But it does have a car phone in it.
And
it's a new hybrid electric. It's not hybrid. It's electric.
Oh, okay. Just pure electric.
Kia.
Yeah. Yep. And he complimented it in what way?
He said, I love the color of your new car.
Okay. So not the car itself, just the color, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess the color.
You got to understand the car is under the color.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know what I mean? You don't compliment somebody's beautiful face by saying you got a beautiful nose.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing.
And look, all cars are the same underneath the color.
I agree with that.
We're all cars are.
Hey, we're all just gears and tubes under the color.
Yep.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, we got to get you on the same show. Are there any problems in the neighborhood these days?
We had a vandal, like a burglar.
Oh, okay.
He would come in.
He was trying to steal stuff, not actually vandalize stuff.
Well, he would steal and then with a spray paint draw a picture of what he stole where it was.
Okay, so
beautiful art,
sort of like El Barto was here, kind of thing.
That's right. He was. We called him the Burbank Banksy.
Burbanksy.
We should.
Do you
called
live
him.
In Burbank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that where Jason Manzoukas is?
Okay. Yes, it is. Of
sure.
course.
Sure.
The Burbank Banksy. That's hard to say.
I know. We should have just shortened Burbanksy. Burbanksy.
That's hard, too.
It's all hard. The hardest thing about it is coming out to your garage and seeing your grill equipment is gone.
And a
very lifelike picture of it there, and you go to grab it and grab it and grab it. And you
but
say,
it's two-dimensional.
Hell? It's good. Yeah. It's good.
I mean, some might say if it's that good, you could probably sell that and buy even more expensive equipment.
That's what my ex-girlfriend said.
Who's your ex-girlfriend?
You don't know her.
I don't think so.
She's Tammy Tootie. She's Rudy's brother sister.
Tammy Tootie.
Tammy Tootie and Rudy Tootie. That created a rift with me and Rudy for a while, but then when we
you were dating a sister.
Yeah.
And how did you meet? Did you meet her independently, or
I was over at their house for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. This is your ex-girlfriend.
My ex, yeah.
And how long were you dating?
A year.
1 year. So from Christmas to Christmas. Yeah. Christmas to Christmas Eve, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
She said she didn't want to have anything to do with me anymore because I would spend so much time just laser focused on my projects.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she
I can
said,
understand
you focused
that.
On me that much.
Sounds like a he said, she said situation. What did you say?
I said, you can't bother me right now. I'm working on the graphics.
Why are you doing the graphics?
Because what the crazy eight left.
Yeah, what did they do?
They did the graphics. You know, we have such great graphics on the show.
So they did some graphics. You did some graphics. Mm-hmm. It's a team effort.
Team effort. We both hold on to the mouse at the same time at the computer.
This doesn't sound...
We have two mice.
Doesn't sound very effective to me.
It's not, but we have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, I get... Well, that's the thing. If you're having fun, it's not really work.
Yeah. Plus, she didn't want to have kids.
Oh, and you do.
Well, I do, but as we remember, I'm sterile.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So then how are you going to achieve this?
I don't think I will. That's the problem. But I want
then
to
what's
a,
the issue?
I want to meet a woman who wants to have a big family.
Like, but cannot. Because she's with you.
Right.
Okay, well, good luck to you. There's someone for everyone out there.
Maybe. If you can think of the kink, it's out there.
Yeah, sure. And if you're interested, if you're a woman like that, and you're interested in a Jason Mantzoukas, then call in, of course.
Oh, we'll, I don't need any...
any help?
No, I don't need any star fuckers coming up into my life.
So, Tanya Tutti was not a star fucker. She liked you for you?
First of all, her name was Tammy, I believe.
Oh, I am so sorry.
That's what I was calling her anyway. Yeah, she... I don't know what she's up to now. I missed the hell out of her.
Well, just ask her brother.
He doesn't want to talk about it too much because every time we talk about it, me and his sister, I get into a lot of graphic stuff.
A locker room talk?
Well, just like how our lovemaking went. And he didn't want to hear that.
That's locker room talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the kind of talk you only say within, 10 square foot radius of a locker.
I like to think of locker room talk as something you'd say if you open a locker and stick your head in it so nobody can hear it.
That's just for the locker.
Dark secrets is locker room talk for me.
So why
make... the hell did I let my father treat me that way?
Why make Rudy so uncomfortable telling him?
That's why I don't. And not anymore.
And was your sex all that graphic? Like, what? How weird did it get?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It wasn't all that great.
Really? Well, because of you or because of her?
Yeah, because of me.
Really? What's going on down there? Yeah, you can't have kids, but are you also a bad lover?
I got no rhythm.
Oh, okay.
So I'm, how deep do we want to get into this subject?
How deep are you getting into it?
Watch yourself.
Counselor?
Watch yourself, counselor.
Look, if you're willing to talk, I'm willing to listen.
Yeah.
I think our listeners have a period interest in this.
They have a what?
Hey, here's $10. You know what it means now?
Yep. Yep, and I love it. I'm going to use it later at the show.
Okay. But you don't have to talk about it if it's making you uncomfortable.
It's making me uncomfortable. I'm sure Rudy and Tammy are listening to this.
Oh, really? They're fans?
They love the show.
Okay, well, let's give them a big shout out. Hey, Rudy and Tammy Tutti, great to hear from you. We all love our Comedy Bang Bang listeners.
Love you both. Rudy, sorry for all the stuff I told you, and Tutti, sorry for all the stuff I couldn't achieve.
Tutti, of course, when you say Tutti, you mean Tammy.
That's right. Do you ever get the feeling like the heat around here makes you forget everything and can't speak straight?
It is summer, what are your summer plans? You have plans to blow up anything on the beach?
I do have a lot of plans for that, but I'm
talking inner tubes, of course.
Yes. I do. I've got a big one. I've got a big inner tube that's shaped like a hamburger.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not a cheeseburger. Those are expensive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It was a hamburger one. And
and it has a hole in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
They should make hamburgers like that.
Yeah, a donut burger.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I think TikTok's going to get a hold of that one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and you tell them at Jason Mantzoukas sent you.
You should make these, though. You're a chef.
That's true.
Why let TikTok happen when you're a very popular chef?
I'm a busy
popular
man.
Popular YouTube show.
I'm at home thinking about these shows.
Giving
I'm
away
trying
your
to make.
Recipes.
Oh, I don't care anymore.
You don't care anymore.
I got everything.
This
I
is
need.
Only your second appearance.
I got a show on YouTube that's doing great. I've got shows lined up that are going to get on TV when that comes back, and I live next to Jason Manzoukas. I'm doing all right.
You're doing okay, and you're in Burbank with a Burbanksy.
Yep, going to catch him.
Yeah. Oh, you really? You have plans to catch him?
I'm trying to. I got traps, booby traps all over the neighborhood.
What kind of booby trap? Are we talking Home Alone style, or
some of those? We got some ones, you know, that trappers would use.
Like bear traps and stuff like that. Oh, okay.
Bear traps. So those are dangerous. I hope
so you knew the word trappers, but you couldn't think of the word trap.
Yeah, we got cages that fall down from lampposts. We've got, what the hell else we got? We got guns that'll go off. We got landmines that'll go off.
Dig any sort of like big giant hole and put some
And we put a lot of, we sharpen some sticks and stilettos in there.
Oh, really? Okay. So you'll get him.
We'll get him.
Yeah.
I just don't want to kill him.
Have you thought it might be Jason Manzoukas?
I have not thought that.
I mean, proximity. Usually crimes are enacted by people close to the crime. You know?
And he does have a lot of grilling equipment that looks very similar to mine.
How similar?
Almost exactly the same, but he showed me receipts for it.
Oh, he did? Okay, were they typed? Or
they were typed on a piece of, it was more written out on loose leaf.
Okay, interesting.
He convinced me that's how they do it.
He's probably not the culprit, though.
I don't think so. He's a nice guy. He's always having his friends over, and I go over and say, can you guys keep it? Yeah. They're grilling and chilling and pooling and drooling.
Yeah. And you say, can you keep it down? What's he saying?
After 11 p.m., I say, look, it's time to get going.
Look, I've been upset for 6 hours at this point.
Right. I've been just pacing circles in my house, wearing out the rug.
I'm a good neighbor, so I haven't said anything.
I'm a good neighbor.
Until 11 p.m.
That's right. And I don't know who he has over there, but everybody over there sounds like characters from Human Resources.
Oh, from the television show Human Resources. Right. Oh, okay. Right. It's probably his friends who make that show.
He's having
Human
cast
Resources.
Parties.
Yeah. I had heard that when they complete an episode of Human Resources, they say, cast party at Jason's house.
Yeah, but every week?
I mean, it comes out every week. What are they supposed to do?
I know.
Binge the parties?
A festival.
Well, Jason, this is incredible stuff.
It is?
Look, in a strike? Yeah.
Yeah, geez. Well,
our standards are lowered.
Not mine.
Oh, really? You want to be hitting home runs?
Every
grand
day,
slams?
Rise and grind.
Yeah.
My thing. It's always sort of been my thing.
You work too hard.
I know.
The bag's under your eyes.
It's ruining my life.
Yeah, your relationship.
A relationship. Many relationships. And my travel.
It's ruining your travel.
I didn't want to travel at all this year, and then we wanted to do this. The French show came up, so I traveled there.
So when you say ruining your travel, meaning you have to travel and that ruins?
That's right. I didn't want it. My travel was going to be zero this year.
You like to be net zero.
I want to be home working on my new grill.
We working on it. What do you mean?
I'm like building a new grill.
You're building it.
Yeah, I'm making one of those old brick ones.
Oh,
tall, two stories tall.
Are you a bricklayer by trade?
I'm a bricklayer by day.
Oh, okay.
Body layer by night. I go to sleep.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Tammy again.
That's why I jumped on it real quick, because I knew where your sick brain and all your sick listeners were going.
Well, how much have you completed?
I've got the bricks.
Oh, okay.
I know where they are at the store. I know exactly. I know the ones I want, and I know
red ones.
The red ones, the square.
Square.
Yep.
Not
rectangle.
Okay.
And I got cement all over my house.
Oh, okay.
I got bags of cement everywhere.
You have bags of cement.
Yep.
Okay, it's not mixed yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
But I got that. That's
what do you do? Add water? Or?
I got all that for Christmas.
You got the cement mix?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Tammy?
From everybody. I said, all I want this year is cement.
Why not ask for the bricks?
I'm not going to put that on my friends. Plus, you really want to pick out the right brick.
Oh, okay.
The perfect brick, as we call it in the bricklaying world.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're almost there. So you just need to purchase the bricks, and then goes the arduous task of putting them together.
Yep. Then I got to design it, too.
Oh, okay. You haven't designed it?
Not yet.
I mean, these things are pretty easy, right?
They can be. They can be as easy as you want them to be, buddy.
But how easy is yours going to be?
I'm going to make it pretty difficult. It's going to be pretty complicated. You ever seen an M.C. Escher sketch?
I've seen paintings, maybe. I don't know that I've seen the sketches.
I'm talking about the sketches.
Okay, the ones that you would do sort of like a demo tape to a band?
Exactly. The one where the people are on the stairs going up, down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Left and right.
So just defying physics.
Yeah, we're going to try something like that.
Okay. Good luck to you. I don't know that you're going to be able to achieve it. But hey, you know, when you're insane like you are. You get these visions in your head. That
I don't take that as a compliment.
Okay, well, I don't know that it was meant to be a compliment, you know, nor a slam. Yes.
You know what I wonder?
What's that?
And I'm sure the audience who listens avidly to this show will know what I'm talking about.
Yes, let's bring it down. Let's bring the energy down.
I really don't know if my voice sounds the same as it did last time.
Oh, right. Did you have throat surgery? That happens to some people sometimes on this show.
Yes, I must have had throat surgery.
I think you're comfortable where you're at, though.
Wherever I am, this is great.
Yeah.
Let your voice go, especially in these trying times.
People complaining about voices on podcasts, it's like, come on, yours is so great.
Yeah, right. Get your own podcast, then.
Yeah, listen to yourself.
Talk about your own weird
podcaster, podcast thyself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm not a Shakespeare guy. I never have been.
But why not?
I can't understand a word of that. And yeah. Plus, the plays are so long.
Yeah, they're like five acts, all of them. And then the king always comes in at the end and is like, all right, everyone, go home.
Go home. Now you're doing it.
The Tracy Ullman. That's why Tracy Ullman would do that.
Really?
Influenced by Shakespeare. Go home.
God, we all were, weren't we?
Yeah.
At a certain time. Anyone, entertainer like
you
me.
Said
or
you hated him.
I know, but I do like entertaining people on my YouTube show. And my soon-to-come karaoke show.
Oh, I haven't heard about this.
You had not heard about that?
No, what's
Do you not get the trades?
I guess I'm not. Yeah, I'm pausing on those.
I'm gonna gift you a subscription to the app.
Thank you so much. To which app?
A variety app.
Oh, okay.
And Deadpool. Why not?
Deadpool? Okay, sure.
You ever seen that movie?
He's got a funny app, right? I bet.
It's raunchy. It's sick. It's
I
nasty.
Bet it's funny in a like sick way. Yep. Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah.
The karaoke show is like car karaoke, but it's on bikes. Two bikes.
Yep. Side by side?
Like well, tandem? It is side by side, but once we get into traffic, we got to sometimes one after the other.
Yeah.
So, and I got the radio on, I got to have a boombox.
In a basket, or do you strap
it's
it?
A,
like,
it's a strap down with bungee
it?
Cord.
Oh, bungee cord. Yes.
Bungee cord. My God, you can do anything with those.
Bungee? Other things?
Bungee jump. Can we get to that in a second? I want to talk to you about bungee jumping. We can maybe do that off the air. I want to talk to you about bungee jumping.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm the expert.
I'll have the radio on my...
Yeah.
Everyone's got GoPros on their head, by the way.
Oh, good.
Facing them.
Yeah.
I get up ahead, and if I, you know, they can't hear the radio anymore.
Yeah.
They are way off, and now I got to start singing. I don't really know the word. It's a bit of a mess, but we always kind of end it with a big, we jump off a ramp into a big pool of water.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say maybe make the show just that, because that sounds fun, and the karaoke part of it seems like a drag to get through. You might have people turning off the show before they get to the fun part.
Yeah, that's what I thought first, too, but Jesus, the we get so many views.
Really?
Millions of views on
millions
this thing.
Millions upon millions.
I mean, those are just the test shows on YouTube. When it goes to network, it's going to be big.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, that's going to be big. And something I need to figure out with the network, once the strike's over and I can talk to the people again, we got to get a waterproof radio.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm blowing these radios up every time.
Every
I go
single
to water.
Episode.
Yeah. And boomboxes aren't cheap. I mean, they are cheap, but add them up.
Yeah, have you thought about maybe like unbungeeing them right before you hit the ramp and just, you know, having them drop to the ground?
That's a lot, because what I'm doing as I'm in the air is putting a helmet on.
Why not have the helmet on while you... First of all, I don't know how you have the GoPro pointed at you without a helmet.
I got to switch that off, put a crash helmet on in case I go too far over the water.
Oh, so you've gone too far to where you don't even hit the water sometimes?
Never happened before, but it's my biggest fear.
Why are you doing this show?
Because I'm a creator and I'm an entertainer. And I'm a magic man, and I'm doing what I can.
Wow.
Well, I wish I could rhyme better.
Yeah.
That's going to be my New Year's resolution.
Oh, coming up?
Yep. I'm going to get a Rapping for Dummies book.
I wonder what that would do, what the chapters would be.
Yeah, I wonder too.
Yeah. But we'll
I
get
wonder
one.
Every day.
Yeah. First, you got to think of words that rhyme.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and you got to tell a story, and you got to use some imagery.
Yeah. Like chapter. What rhymes with chapter?
Faster.
Not really.
Slant rhyme.
Yeah.
Chapter, slapter, clapter.
Slapped her. Yes, exactly.
Clapped her.
Clapped her.
Yeah.
Flapped her wings.
Right. Right. Flapped her wings.
Yeah.
That reminds me, one of my bigger episodes of the past year was...
It reminds you.
It was, this was in France when I was at the Culinary Institute. I like to bring in, we do a farm to table thing.
What's that mean to you?
To me, it means I ride in on the animal that we're going to kill and cook.
Okay. Waving at people.
Waving at people.
Pointing at the animal.
Right.
Rubbing your tummy.
Uh-huh. And that would always work well with the cows that we would bring sure. in, or a pig, a big hog I could ride in.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicken, obviously, is a lot smaller than me, so I had the chicken riding on top of me.
Okay.
And things just got kind of confused in the process.
So people thought they were eating you and the chicken was going to cook
you? Yes, because the chicken is somehow got a handle on some grilling equipment, and he's chasing me around.
Oh, no.
And I'm kicking at him. Get the hell? Could somebody get the knife away from this chicken? Nobody spoke English, and I don't learn French.
It sounds like the nightmare scenario.
God, you could talk to a therapist for years about this nightmare, and he would not get it right.
Well, Jason Mantzoukas, it's your second appearance. I think you did well.
Thank you.
I mean, for strike, for the strike, you did great.
I think I'm doing what I can.
Yeah, we all are.
I think we all are at this point.
Yeah, can you stick around? We have to take a break, but we have some great guests coming up. We have a music producer and an L.A. legend.
I love both of those things.
Yeah, music and legends.
Yep, and I actually want to carve out some time to talk about that bungee.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely carve some out. You brought all your kitchen utensils, I'm sure.
Off air. Watch yourself. I don't joke about my kitchen utensils.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Jason Mantzoukas, and we're going to have a music producer and an L.A. legend. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jason Mantzoukas is here. We had a long sidebar about bungee jumping.
You opened my eyes to the world of bungee jumping, and I'm going to give it a whirl.
Okay, so that was for the listeners who were not privy to what we talked about during the break. It was mainly you came to me and said, "Look, I'm a coward."
Yeah.
You've heard of the term pussy. That describes me.
That's why we took
T.
this off the air. That's why we took this whole thing, because I didn't want to say that.
You didn't want to say the P word.
Right.
Right. But you are.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's how you want to look at it.
You're very frightened of it, and I just kind of took you through it and what exactly happens right. and how.
It sounds very doable. You can do it by the feet. You can do it by the harness.
Yeah.
I might do it by the harness.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to be upside down.
Yeah. You can do it by the wrist.
Yeah, you could. I feel like that'll rip your arm off.
Might, but hey, it might be worth it.
It might be cool. And you never answered my question. Did you go bungee jumping?
No.
Okay. Too scared.
You've heard of the term pussy, haven't you?
I've heard it twice now.
Okay. Well, look, Jason, we need to get to our next guest. Is that
Please
all right?
Please do. I'm not standing in your way, but I will be here to facilitate.
Okay, fantastic. He is a music producer. This is his first time on the show. Ooh. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Vom.
Yo, how's everybody doing here today?
Oh, we're doing good, Vom. Very nice to meet you. This is Jason Mantzoukas.
He lives... Jason Mantzoukas?
Yes. Yes, that's right. I'm a grill chef, and I'm doing what I can.
And you live next door to the character actor.
Right.
Jason Mantzoukas.
Mantzoukas. I don't really know him that well. We just happen to live next to each other. He moved in after me.
I think I partied with that asshole in Cyprus.
What?
In like 2002, 2003.
No, Cyprus what? In Greece, not Cyprus,
Cyprus
California.
Cyprus in Greece, not in Cyprus, California.
Where I grew up.
Yeah, no. Okay. No. I did not know that you grew up in, what is that, like
Orange
Middle
County,
or
yes.
like NorCal or...
No, it's a Southern California, Orange County.
I grew up in
where are
like
you from?
Rural Sweden is where I was born, and then spent most of my life in Berlin.
Okay.
And that's where I learned everything about making loops and making beats and getting people partying and like turning up on the dance floor and all of that.
Yeah,
and met so many artists and everything like that. And then I moved to West Texas.
Oh.
When I was like 21.
Oh, for what purpose?
Just like to get like a little bit of Americana and like expand my mind about like pop music and like see where... You know, the heart of where pop music is from in Marfa, Texas.
Did that have any influence on your work?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, when it comes to just, like, what make a regular person party and, like, how it's like, you can make a pop song that, like, get anybody up off the ground, like, Oprah's favorite things, just, like, up out the chair.
That is that the goal, is when you're making music, you want everyone to react
Oprah
like it's Oprah's favorite things?
Oprah moment, like, when... Oprah's like,
everyone here gets this.
Everyone gets a copy
cream.
Of my new book club book.
Wah!
The Life and Times of Edgar Saltell. And everybody just like up out of the chair.
Right. That's what you want on a dance floor.
Well, we'll see. What I want is like, okay, who can I not get? Because you're a performer, right? You do stand up and you do like improv in Chicago and all that.
Yeah, I mean, no, but
I saw you dance once.
Yeah, hey,
well, the grill guy would know what I'm talking about because you're a performer in front of people.
It's all, yeah, you got to be, if a camera's out, you got to perform.
You got to be ready to.
We all make content. Perform. We can agree on that.
Sure.
Yeah, content.
Performance in its own way.
Yeah.
Like, but like, so it's easy to get like everybody jumping, but there's one, two people.
Right.
Who are just like not there to party, maybe their designated driver or something like that, or like elderly Christian or something like that. And yeah. So that's part of why I went to Texas. I was like, how do I get their school mom? How do I get the librarian to like get up out of
what
her
did you
chair?
Find? To pump it up? What technique were you successful
it's about unlocking, you know, different code on synthesizer, and like it's about creating a groove that's scientifically proven to make you get up and dance and have sex and do drugs.
I thought that's what it was. Yeah. I knew there was science involved,
and like that's where I got a lot of the edge that led me to working with the Killers and working with Britney Spears,
the band The Killers.
The Killers.
Oh wow.
Brandon Flower, who like it really inspirational to me.
Inspirational to you? I would think you would be inspirational to him.
No, because like, dude, like Mr. Brightside, I had nothing to do with that. That's just like, can you beat that? You can't beat that.
You can only hope to get second place if Brightside's on.
You'll never be able to beat a song like Mr. Brightside. I think it's perfect. Like,
would elderly Christian ladies jump up when that's played?
You're telling me that when Mr. Brightside come on in the Kmart or it come on in the Pele shoes, that bitch not jumping up out of her rest
we need
of
to
scooter.
Call her a bitch, but
well, you know what I'm saying. It's like
I mean, I know what you're saying. I'm saying that maybe we don't need to exactly call her that. I mean, this is a fictional woman.
Okay, well,
but I still
is,
want to treat her with respect.
What is the water off your back then? Like, is she fictional? Like, who care?
That's true. I guess we can call fictional people, like women in literature, we can call them bitches, right?
When you work on music, you get used to the language of music. And,
oh, okay.
And like you,
so like Chekhov's three sisters, like they're all bitches, right?
I don't fuck with Chekhov, man. I don't talk about Cherry Orchard or anything like that.
Okay, you really? Yeah. Are you superstitious that way?
No, I just don't like short story. I like long story. Like, take your time.
You'd like Shakespeare. You would love him.
Yeah.
I don't really like Shakespeare because like I know too many big, proud and fat men who like pop up in my life enough that I don't need a Falstaff. I don't need any of that. Because
so that's triggering
like,
to you.
I have my own recurring fat guy in my life.
Who's the dude in Hamlet? Polonius?
Polonius? See, I don't fuck with Hamlet, Nida Byer, or Linda B, all that shit. I don't talk that way.
Yeah. What is the whole point of neither a borrower nor a lender be? It's like, what, you're just supposed to keep your own money?
See, that's why I don't talk.
We'll talk about that off the air.
Why off the air?
It's going to take a little time for me to, because I want to tell you, and
okay.
I do know.
You need to process?
As an expert of music, I don't like iambic pentameter. I think that as a meter, iambic pentameter, it's just like hard to work with.
Yeah, da-da, 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 da-da.
No.
That's difficult to dance to.
That's not going to get the ladies up out of the rascal scooter, get dancing on the on the disco floor.
So what songs have you made? I don't know. I haven't ever heard of
it. I work with The Weeknd a lot.
From The Idol?
No, not that guy.
Oh, who are you talking about?
It's a guy who spelled it correctly.
Oh,
it's this little guy in Amsterdam who like lives on a boat, like right under the river.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you're on a boat, that's where you want to be—is right on that river
canal.
If you're like even 10 feet away, that thing's not moving.
I mean, in Amsterdam, you're never like 10 feet away from the canal. This everywhere,
right? Yeah.
And I work with this guy who Weeknd. I mean, he goes by the full name, which is I spelled The Weeknd correctly, but we have to like shorten it for the album art.
Have you ever like just tried to cut off like X out all the letters that aren't of the popular Weeknd? You know, like
that'd make a good album cover.
Yeah,
that what it look like a ransom note or something like that.
Something like. Have you ever seen a ransom note?
I would briefly kidnap one time.
What?
Yeah.
Briefly,
I was briefly kidnapped one time when I was part of, I was on David Geffen's yacht.
Okay.
And we were going sort of, do you know Christmas Island?
Sure, yeah.
It's off Oceania, Australia, you'd say
yes,
Australia.
That's right.
We say Oceania, but like we get on David Geffen yacht and we're going out to watch the crab migration. And we are briefly intercepted by a Tasmanian pirate.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And so they kidnapped you. That to me implies that they held you for ransom or... Or they just... I guess,
really, anybody can be a pirate if they get on the boat and they're not invited.
Right. I guess I wasn't asking about the pirate
part. I've been a pirate myself.
Yeah.
I'll wander my way onto a pontoon boat.
Really? What happened?
I've done it before. I get a little drunk on a seaside bar and just kind of amble down. And next thing you know, we're pulling off.
Yeah.
You get on pontoon boat.
Yeah. And I'll say, sorry, I'm out in the wrong place. But if you got a grill around, I can... blow up some of these beers for you.
So you operate a grill on the pontoon boat?
This, yeah, if you're lucky enough, you got a grill.
Oh, yeah. And this American law to do that?
As far as I'm concerned, it is.
They like to get on boat and operate a
just
grill.
And I'm sure Geffen probably has some cooking equipment on his boat.
I'm sure he must. There must be like at least a galley.
Private chef and right. Full kitchen.
Sure.
Cuisine out.
How did you get out of the situation? Where you, did you just talk about it?
I'm sorry. You were telling a very exciting story.
You know, we did the whole Stockholm Syndrome thing where we were like, let's become friends with this guy.
Fell in love with him?
Yeah, he's like demanding a lot of money, but reverse.
What do you mean, but reverse?
Like, we make him like us and think we're the cool guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was reverse Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, he came on, he waved a gun. He said, I want to come here. And I said, party with us. And I hit the beat. And, you know, I know, like, pretty much any beat for any situation, how to get.
So you everybody. Knew the pirate beat.
So I put on the pirate beat, guy waving a gun around, which is a setting I have on my synthesizer.
Does Stockholm Syndrome come naturally to someone from Sweden?
I've spent very little brief time in Sweden, and I really don't like to go back.
So you had to learn it. It was by nurture rather than nature.
Nurture, I read it in
nature. Never mind. But so you have all these settings on
I have setting, and I make beats, and I work with this guy. You know, obviously, like I said, good friend with Brandon Flower, hanged with Jack White.
Jack White, okay.
Yeah.
These are not people who use a lot of beats in their music.
No, I don't make music for these guys.
You're just friends.
These are just buddies that I hang out with, play golf.
You are listing off my dream blunt rotation right now. Flowers and what?
You know, man.
Flowers, White?
Flowers,
White Flowers.
Hey, those two should get together. I mean, you know, tell them to get together and make a few songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't seem excited about that idea.
Well, you bring up like blunt rotation, and I think it's really important to like sobriety life.
Or are you
it's
so,
really
oh,
important
are you,
to me. And so I would not want to pass blunt rotation. I think if I was to rotate something with those guys,
it would be records.
Orange juice or.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, like
my brain
obviously.
Went to records too.
Spin a record, but I had to replace the blunt with something. You know, you flip the record, you roll another blunt.
Right.
You do that for 15 years, 16, 17 years. And you have to have like a new experience. And I said, I want to be sober. I want to be Christian. I want to be bodybuilder. And
you're a sober Christian bodybuilder?
Well,
as well?
I get into TikTok. You know, that is sort of the transition that I've been going through is like, make the beats for TikTok, you know. Because these songs popping off on TikTok, yeah. Nas X and like all that kind of shit.
What is your style? I mean, you talk a lot about the people you know. And
let's see if I can like build a beat real quick.
Oh, that would
iPhone.
Be amazing. Do you want to plug in?
No, I don't need to do any of that shit, man.
Sorry, Jesus, fucking
I'll
Christ.
Just do it. I always work with just one mic at a time.
Okay, I'm just trying to fucking help you out. All right, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so like...
I will say, I've only been on this show twice, but the language is getting loose.
I apologize.
Two P-bombs from you and an F, and I know you said something before that I said...
I apologize.
That's all right. And look, it's your show. You do whatever you want, but I just know on my show, I swear... views go down.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry for getting an insult. It's not something that I would.
That's okay. I got thick skin.
So like,
doesn't
if
sound
I
like
sort
it.
Of my sort of my problem with my ex girlfriend. Go ahead.
Well,
your skin was too thick.
Again, I don't want to get into what happened in the bedroom. I'm wasting time here.
You have a very thick skinned penis.
Did I say that?
Okay.
So you like?
It's like densely packed, or.
Are you circumcised, bro?
I wish I was. I wish I was.
You still could do it.
I don't think I have the know-how or the tools for something like that.
No, you can pay someone to do it. A lot like this blimp hire.
All right. Well,
hire the guy who does the blimp.
I'm spending a lot of money on blimps.
Yeah.
But I will I'll put a swear jar together.
Okay. All right.
But I don't swear.
So here's the thing. You're a content producer.
Yeah.
And maybe you need a bit of music underneath when you're giving sort of like a fitness motivation or
that's
something.
That's the comment I get on almost every video. It's like, where's the music? We have
where's
no
the music bed underneath?
Hmm.
Yeah.
How are you doing on that beat, by the way?
I would like to build it, and I would need silence and attention.
All right. I'll give you silence. Go ahead.
Okay, so I could loop that. So okay. I plug it into the thing. You give me this.
And play it back. Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it and see how it sounds here. All right, so that is TikTok style music, right?
Okay.
Okay, and then.
And you were going to loop it, or?
I mean, I'll loop it manually because, I don't have any of that shit in front of me, dude. But, so if you want, listen to me, grill guy.
I'm curious about, okay.
Listen to me, grill guy. If you're going to, say you're done using your tongue and the charcoal and the video over and you blew up the champagne bottle.
Okay, so it's credits time, baby.
It's credits time and you're like, I'm going to leave everybody on sort of a Christian fitness motivation.
I love that.
And you need some kind of dark, spooky, motivational underneath that for the TikTok bit of music. So I could show you sort of what I would do on my channel.
Great. Okay. Well, let me lead you into it.
All right. Yeah.
Keep all right. Up. This has been Grilling with Zooks. Keep it zooky and keep it fruky.
Is that your catchphrase?
I'm not sold on it yet, but I've been doing it for every episode. I'm not sure what fruky means yet.
I think it actually is your catchphrase, then, if you've done it for
so you say, keep it fruky, and then they swipe to see what other Christian fitness motivation you have on your TikTok channel.
Right.
Yeah. So swipe.
Swipe.
We all know someone who needs to hear this. Hey, you. In case nobody told you today, just because the Titanic sank from the iceberg doesn't mean God wants you to hit your head on a sink in Pittsburgh. Believe in him, and when you die, you'll meet him in a much better place than Pittsburgh, Miami, and Florida. Stay strong, Queen. And keep it fruity.
Wow. I like that. I'm sold. And how much do I owe you?
Well, it's TikTok, so it's free. But if you want to buy a t-shirt or subscribe to Patreon, this is a different story.
Okay. That
I am in the market for a size 3X. I need a sleeping tee in these summer months.
You want to feel like a girl who came home with a rich guy and she wake up the next day and put on his big shirt?
Yeah, somebody, what they walk in and say, I saw you had some cereal, so I helped myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in that situation many times before. But now I'm celibate, no masturbation.
Celibate, sober.
Sober.
Christian bodybuilder.
I'm just mostly into fitness and weight loss and motivation. And
weight loss, Christian, not weight gain.
Christianity.
Because you're a bodybuilder.
Well, it's like I don't want to be flabby and I don't want to, have things hanging around everywhere. I left one little patch. The patch that you can see, I left that, and that is motivation for me to continue every day and keep going and never stop with gains and with with all that.
With gangs and all that.
Yeah. No, with gains, bro.
Gains.
Gains.
What are gains?
Gains, to build, part of your body into something bigger. Gains.
No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain.
Right.
No Chris, no gains.
No Chris?
No Chris Gaines, man.
No Chris Gaines. Okay. Chris Gaines, of course, was the...
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks' alter ego.
Don't tell me that.
Spoilers.
Because I love one and I hate the other.
I got some news for you about Clark Kent and Superman, by the way.
That ruins a... What?
Well, Garth Brooks is kind of not a fun guy to hang out with. But I love to party with Chris Gaines.
So he's still putting on the wig? And
yeah, we hang out in Vegas sometime, you know, maybe. Previously before I got more into Christianity and fitness and
right.
Know.
Is it all true? Stuff you're doing is it now. True everyone in Vegas is taking home big sacks of money that they won?
No, it's more like it's like you know what money is like now. It's like numbers on an iPad, or
crypto,
something like that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I never really got into the crypto stuff. I was asked to help make some music on like one of those Larry David commercial.
Oh yeah, for the crypto.
For crypto.
Yeah, they asked you to make music.
Wow. Yeah, but I was praying and I was lifting weights and it was a little too busy that day.
Yeah,
doing the things that actually matter.
Because that campaign was dynamite and converted a lot of people to doing crypto, and it all worked out for everyone.
Brother, that's what I said on the phone. I was like, bro, I did not care about converting people to crypto. I care about converting people to Christianity and bodybuilding and keto.
So you're evangelical about these issues? Like,
so evangelical, man.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, I don't think I'm going to do any of those things.
I mean, that's okay, like, because you're comfortable with burning hell. I think that's great.
I'm okay with it. I mean,
I'm going to do, you can do that, Scott. I'm doing this.
Really?
Yo, like, why not? Like, the first time I heard about hell, sure. Like, firstly, the cross.
H-E double hockey sticks, they call it.
Well, yeah, but. Yeah. Like,
sorry for Jason over here.
Sorry,
he doesn't like to hear those kind of words.
But I have religious salvation, and so like I can say I laugh in the devil's face, and I say hell, and I say shit, and all that stuff because this devil does not scare me.
Right? I don't know. He's kind of scary. He's got that big fork.
Nah, man. Nah, no, I don't. I'm not as scared of forks, man.
Although I tell you, if he had a big knife, that would be even scarier. So it's a little confusing to me why he just has a fork.
How about a big machine gun?
Even worse. Honestly, yeah. Like a machine gun as big as like a harp?
Sure, yeah, why not?
See, I don't fear any of that stuff in my religion because I know that like at the end of the day, I'm going to go to heaven. And like,
hopefully not the end of this day.
I mean, not today. Yeah, and when I die, bro, it's gonna be a party.
Yeah, you have
they need a beat.
They need
shit.
A guy who makes beats.
Yeah,
they need like a studio or whatever.
Yeah. Well, hey, we need to take a break. Do you want to take us out to break with some more?
I could do another motivation.
Yeah, that would be incredible if you want to do something cool. Like that.
Hey, girl. Still one of my favorite quotes of this day is, God is an old man who lives on a cloud, and you can live in that little one-bedroom apartment above his garage, like Fonzie. Portrayed by Heinrich Winkler. Stay strong, queen.
I don't know who Heinrich Winkler is, but incredible work. We're going to come right back.
Yeah.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have an LA legend. We'll also have more from a Jason Mantzoukas, more Thank from you. Vom. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Hell yeah, bro.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jason Mantzoukas is here, and and Vom is here. You guys have been talking about Christianity for the entire break.
Yeah.
Are you converted yet, adjacent? Or?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's all it took. I mean, he was reading more of those poems and the same over the same beat.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty hooked.
Did that get you psyched to like party and like lift weights and go to heaven when you die?
I did notice myself as you were talking, I was sort of flexing my every muscle in my body.
Yeah.
Dude, your calves look crazy. I'm looking down.
Thank you.
Like, I can already see like a lot of movement by giving yourself over to the process.
Are you not going to do the bungee jumping anymore? Because it seems like whenever we take a break, you just like get focused on.
No, I still do the bungee jumping.
Okay.
I'm thinking about making it a big part of my show.
Okay. All right.
You know, I bungee jump as I go down, flip a steak down there, go singing back.
That's a little dangerous to get that close to a grill. I mean,
you got
to
keep upping yourself, unfortunately, in the content world.
Yeah.
See, this guy like does not have anything to fear, right? Because he has just started.
He's
down
going to heaven.
He started down a path where you're going to have a relationship with God.
Exactly.
He was an old man who lives on a cloud. And like, so what do you have to fear from falling? Because like,
I'm worried he's going to singe his scalp more than actual fall.
I'll have a full hazmat suit on.
Oh.
I always do.
Oh, you do? Really?
I'm just not wearing it now.
Oh, I did. You've never said that's part of your YouTube show. Full hazmat suit?
I didn't say that at the very top of this show.
No.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Is it like ugly hazmat suit? Like you're covered head to toe? Is it like sexy?
No, it's cool. It's a sort of mix up of when people go hunting, it's the orange and camo.
Yeah.
It's mixed up all that. Every piece of cloth is a different version.
Kind of mismatch and look cool and shit.
That's cool. Yeah, it sounds really good. And Vom is here, of course. And he's been on his phone constantly just making stuff.
Well, like, you know, I have a few different phones. I have, like, you know, the flip phone is for R&B artists.
Oh, really? Oh,
and then
exclusively.
And then I've got landline back home. That's for country because they keep it real in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, country artist. Luke Bryan, Zach Bryan, Brian Zach.
All of these guys.
Justin Zach, Blake Brack. All those guys.
You worked with all of them.
Is Blake Brack nice?
Blake Brack is great. But, like, he got not, and the minute you come over to his house, he's like, look at this gun, look at this gun, look at this gun.
I used to be like that, and because I was a big gun collector.
Really?
Yep, and people would come over, and they'd go off all, because I didn't know how to maintain them. So I'd say, take a look at this, boom, go off through the ceiling. I said, all right, you got to leave. I got to rethink what I'm doing.
You got to repatch your roof.
I got to repatch my roof first. And I got cement all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like everything you touch explodes, man.
Hopefully.
That's
sort of his brand.
Yeah, that's like a superpower or something like that.
You're like one of the X-Men.
I was always wondering about my brand. I was gonna give my show 10 years to figure out my brand.
Well, you have a catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it fruky?
Keep it zooky and fruky. I think it was something like that.
Bro,
so it changes.
I'm going to give you a coupon code. And you're going to watch all of my masterclass that I did last year for masterclass. And it's all about power of personal branding for Christian fitness and booty shaking music.
I would love that because those are two things missing in my show.
Yeah.
Booty shaking and
booty and
music
shaking.
At all.
Yeah.
And what?
Booty and shaking.
That's right. Well, I do shake some of the salt, but just watch the episodes. Okay. You'll see.
Wait, you shake salt in your episodes?
I don't want to spoil.
You should have mentioned that at the top. All right,
well, I did.
Speaking of the top, we need to get to the top of our next guest. She's an LA legend, guys, and we are lucky to have her. This is incredible. During a strike, too, it's incredible to have her. Please welcome, for the first time on the show, young Miss Willow Penluce.
Yes, good morning, baby.
Good morning.
And cheers.
Cheers to you.
Cheers. Oh. It's great to be here.
So wonderful.
You guys
to meet you.
Know me.
Yeah.
You know me. I do the Juggle Show on San Vicente.
Yeah,
the Juggle Show.
The Juggle Show on San Vicente.
Yeah, and the traffic do the Juggle Show. I'm the woman that wear the lavender all the time.
Yeah.
I'm the woman I wear chaps on Mondays.
Right, yeah.
That too. Okay, it was the chaps on Mondays.
Chaps
that got
on Mondays,
that
that's me.
I mean, just one of those things would make you a legend.
I'm a legend. I'm all over the place.
Together.
I'm all over the town.
You do the Juggle Show?
I do the Juggle Show. I juggle multiple personalities and ex-husbands. San Francisco and Sunset, if you don't know, there's a cross streets in Los Angeles. And
you do that for passersby.
I do it for passersby, and you don't even have to pay me.
Oh, wow. I do know you. I've seen you.
Yeah, you see me.
Yeah, I've seen you from
you know
my
me.
Car.
You know me. I have a star on the Walk of Fame. I did a one-woman ragtime. And Terrence McNally said that I was his muse. And I got a star for being a muse. I'm actually the only woman in Los Angeles that has a star for being a muse, even though there are many of us.
What's the little logo icon thing? You know, if you're
yeah, because there's a microphone
just,
for a broadcaster.
Right. Yeah, it's my tits.
Oh,
it's just a bust.
I gotta check out that star.
It's a three-dimensional little icon.
It's three-dimensional.
It's that's three-dimensional.
I read about this. There's one
Everyone's
star that's tripping everybody. You read about that too?
Yeah.
In Variety.
It's down
you have the app.
I have the app.
On
you're
La Brea.
So sweet.
That's like a big problem with like Chamber of Commerce, Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. The tit.
You wouldn't
sidewalk.
Believe all the dirt I have on the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, really?
I can basically do anything in this city. Do you guys remember when my icy blue Mini Cooper with the billboard on top tipped over because of the Santa Ana winds?
Oh, I heard something about that. Yeah.
I read that in Variety as well.
It
tipped over on its side, right. And it caused a bus crap pileup. And the
crash and a pileup?
A crash. and then a pile up. Wow. And the city, they wanted to cause financial harm to my bank accounts. And I said, you would not believe the dirt I have on this Chamber of Commerce.
Give us one little tiny nugget. I hate when, by the way, when someone wants to create financial hardship on my bank accounts.
My bank accounts.
That's the worst spot for it.
That would put you in a really bad position financially.
Speaking really of a bad
and
position.
Bank account-wise.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Chamber of Commerce. I got them in a few bad positions. Photos, photographs. They all
photos and photographs?
Photographs. Pictograms. Paintings.
What about pictos?
Yeah, pictos. I got some of those too.
Did you get any daguerreotype?
I got daguerreotypes. I got tintypes.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been in Hollywood for a long time.
I've got a
lot of different types of cameras.
You've been a legend for so long. I mean, since the...
The 20s,
The 20s. People started seeing your billboards.
That's right. I mean, I was Quentin Tarantino's babysitter. And actually, I gave him his first toe show. And that is actually why he's into the toe shows now. So be careful.
What's a toe show?
A toe show? I'll give you one right now.
Oh, I don't think I need one.
You know, I've got my sock halfway off. It just these things just slip off these days. You guys know me.
Oh, of course we know you.
It's tough to find a sock that stays on. I'm with you.
Thank you.
I have so many socks in my house that I just have to throw out because I walk, take two steps, they're gone.
They just slip right off. I don't know what they put on them these days.
I think your socks are too wide, adjacent.
Too wide. There's something.
Yeah, something's wrong.
I get big wide socks because I get them cheaper.
Well, you never.
I can get 10 wide socks for the price of 6 regular socks.
You never ask a woman her age or a man his foot width. That's what I say.
What is your age, though? If you don't mind me asking, I mean you've been a legend for so long. You are an elderly woman.
I'm definitely a woman, and I've been 25 for a few years now. Let's just say.
But you're like 120, right? We've all grown up with you. We've all seen. You know, I mean, you're just part of our lives.
Yeah.
We don't know why, though. I mean, what are you famous for?
Oh my God, well, I've been in so many movies that unfortunately never made it to the big screen.
No. Like what?
Oh, okay, well, I was in Ryan Murphy's, he had a whole anthology before Feud called Tickled Mad.
And it was about you, but you weren't, and you were in it?
I agreed to the deal, but it fell through. So I never made it to air. I never made it to air. But
did you make it to set?
I never made it to set. You know, because I'm in Pomona these days. That's where I live, Pomona.
Oh, okay. It's hard to get to Los Angeles.
So I didn't even make it to the city that day.
You're driving up for juggle shows from Pomona?
I do the juggle show.
And people don't even have to pay you?
No, and you don't even have to pay me. I'm here right now, and as far as I'm concerned, Scott, you don't even have to pay me.
I mean, that's going to work out well for me.
That's going to help your bank account.
It's not going to cause financial strain on my bank account.
Hey, when I go to a restaurant from now on, I'm going to say, all right, how much is that? Well, it ain't going to cost too much on my bank account.
But you know, I also do a little bit of celebrity hosting.
Oh, okay.
I'm, down in Malibu. I have a drink named after me at Damon's. I got a sandwich named for me at Fatsaw.
What are the... just called the Young Miss Willow Penloose?
The Young Miss Willow Penloose.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got a girl named for me at the Valvoline on Sunset, but she is not my daughter. I don't care what she says.
They named one of their employees after you?
A girl.
Sometimes you do see like a girl work at Valvoline and she look like such a tough tough motherfucker.
Well, she's had it tough, but she is not my daughter.
A little 8-year-old girl, she got grease all over the coveralls, comes out from under your car. This is going to be a problem.
So if you see a girl at the Valvoline on Sunset who says her name is the child of Young Miss Willow Penloose,
call her a liar? What are we supposed to do? Like you said,
call
if you see her.
Call her a liar.
Okay.
Well, now I'll know what she's talking about because I've met that person. Yeah. That I've said.
Okay. I talk to her every day and I've always been like, what the hell is this woman talking about?
What are you talking about? I just need a new air filter.
Yeah. I mean, when this lady say that it's not her daughter,
You believe me, right?
I believe you because you're like 120 and the girl is like okay. 8 years old.
That would be like... Physically impossible.
Physically kind of weird.
I don't even... Do you have a uterus still or...
I'm basically just a stretched piece of skin.
I thought I was going to hear a, you don't tell people about this, you don't ask about that, and you don't ask about the uterus.
Well, that was just my head, but you don't ask women about their body. You don't ask women about their age, men about how wide their feet are. You don't ask young people about...
If they're the daughter of the
astrological sign, or if they're the daughter, I gotta ask: is there any extra oxygen in this room?
I think we have as much as is in this room. We have a room full.
I got an extra tank if you want me to let it off.
I don't know about you guys, but I am just going through it right now.
Yeah, you're hyperventilating.
I feel like something that would help you is if you got into like. Fitness motivation with sort of a Christian undertone.
Yeah, are you interested in that at all? Or?
Well,
yeah.
Actually, I did used to be, what's his name? Mr. Jazzercise. Mr. Jazzercise?
You used to be Mr. Jazzercise?
No, I used to be Mr. Jazzercise's dog walker.
Oh, okay. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Richard Branson. What's his name? Not Richard Branson. I was Richard Branson's chef for a while.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons is.
They call him Mr. Jazzercise?
Why not? What else are you going to call him?
Well, I'd call him Richard probably.
I don't know if they call him that now, but they're going
to
start.
Look, I'd like to be called Mr. Jazzercise.
Well, I think I'd like to call you Mr. Jazz, but you don't play that trombone I gave you for Christmas.
Thank you for that, by the way. You've only been on the show once. And you gave me a trombone.
I give a Christmas present to everyone I meet on podcast.
Are we supposed to bring gifts to the show? Because I did.
Oh, good. Then okay, yes. Right. Sure.
I brought a little burlesque show if anybody wants to see it. I always have it with me.
I am a celibate and I'm a Christian and do fitness motivation and I make music. But... There's no rule in the New Testament or Old Testament that says that I can't watch a burlesque show.
I think you're good. I think that,
frankly, that had not been invented yet.
It's not in the fine print of any Bible.
They were writing in Bibles. So.
And there is, I have to say, I have a strong, strong community in North Hollywood for burlesque, and there is absolutely nothing sexy about my burlesque.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, that's good news for me.
Yeah. Do you want to do some right now? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. I didn't bring any music.
Well, I think Mom has a loop.
I have a loop.
I'll do a little show. You don't even have to pay me.
Okay. I like the sound of that.
Sure.
For my bank account? I like it. All right, here we go.
Just let me know when to drop this beat, babe.
Okay, so nobody can see me, so I'll just describe it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I'm coming on stage right now. Some deep shoulder action. I'm shaking my hair loose, but I haven't washed it in a few days. So it's staying where it is, even though there's no hair tie. Okay, now I'm unhooking my bra. But I can't reach the clasps. Scott,
you need a hand?
Scott, thank you.
Here.
Just unhook that. Mind the dust.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I caught my it's the replica of the tits on La Brea in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I'm actually not going to show these to you because.
I thought the Hollywood Walk of Fame was the replica of your tits.
I think you said the bra was the replica of.
No, the breasts are the replica of the replica of what my breasts.
You had your tits done like the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Well, what they used to look like back when they were the. Oh, okay, back to the show. Okay, so now I'm wearing a corset, and it's like a door hinge corset. So what happens is I squat. And then I pull a thread, and it all busts. And now I'm.
Are you guys enjoying this? I'm not enjoying it really. I know you don't.
I'm busy
you
with
don't want
working
to,
the,
ma-
the machine here.
I'm enjoying. I'm trying to. I'm guessing what's gonna happen next. I can't guess.
You better believe you know what's coming next, because I'm shuffling around and these socks are slipping off.
And same problem. Very relatable for me.
The toe show is coming, folks. Show of hands. Who's ready for the toe show?
There's. Bomb raises his hand.
I got both hands up, baby girl.
I'm about to baptize your show with a little pop fizz, toe show.
Are you okay? You said you were
I just need to take a breath for a second.
Okay, it's okay. Do you have that oxygen tank?
Yeah,
I know you wanted to blow it up a little later on the grill, but
I can get another piece of oxygen.
Yeah, can we put that on to?
Yeah, let me just.
I'm worried that young Miss Willow Penluce is gonna pass away on my show. That's only happened approximately 7 times before.
Hey, listen, young Miss Willow Pantyhose, like just
Penluce.
Give me like. Just sort of a big droopy old lady wink when you want me to hit that loop one more time.
Yeah, okay. Just the droopier the better.
Yeah.
Let me just catch my breath.
Okay.
All right, I'll wait for the signal.
Do we need to call the EMT?
Do you want anything to drink?
No, they said not to call them anymore after.
Really?
I said, I've got an emergency and it's my pussy one too many times.
Oh, no.
That's 3. That's you're out.
Hey, brother. Listen, if you need help controlling temptation and dealing with devil and all that, just call me up.
Speaking of the devil, what's up with that fork? What's he eating?
This is what I was saying before you came out here. I mean, it's like, come on, devil. Like, you're known for torturing people, not for eating things.
That's a pretty big fork, too.
I know. It's like, what is he eating? Like, the most giant steak in the world? Or that donut
like
that's on that donut place?
The Randy's Donut?
Yeah, the giant...
Which would also be weird, because you don't eat a donut
with you pick it up with your hands,
this
devil.
Is all wrong.
You guys know me. Randy's Donut is actually named for Randy, which is an attribute that some people have...
When they watch
me.
You subscribe, they watch
and
the show.
And donut is actually a reference to something I do with my mouth.
I can imagine it's you.
It's
yeah.
Eating donuts.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
I thought it was going to be something vaginal.
Well, look, young Miss Willa Penluce, you don't need to get up off the floor. You don't need to finish. I think
I'll just do one more finish.
One, okay, give him the droopy.
Just the wink.
Okay, here.
And I'm taking the sock and I'm wiggling the toe.
How many toes do you have there?
Yeah. I got 3 on each still.
That's what I thought I saw. Yeah.
Just enough. You actually don't need the ones in the middle.
Yeah. Were the other 4 amputated at the same time, or was that a gradual process?
Well, Quentin was a curious little boy.
Oh, he bit them off?
He bit them off.
Oh, my God. You don't hear about that in his movies.
No, you don't.
I think he should come out at the beginning of the movie and go, oh, by the way, I've bitten off 4 toes.
Same clip at the beginning of every one of his movies.
A lot like the Tom Cruise like coming out and saying, hey, thanks for watching our movie in the theaters. I really appreciate it.
Young Tarantino from Reservoir Dogs coming out.
By the way, everyone.
He filmed it then, and now he's doing it every time.
Well, look, I'm not going to pay you, but we are running out of time, unfortunately.
Okay.
And I'm not going to pay you, but during plugs, you could probably bring up some ways for listeners to pay you, if that's okay. But
fantastic.
We are running out of time. We only have time for one final feature. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
The CBB plug bag is filmed live before a studio audience. Alan Thicke was a Wendigo. But it'll always be canon to me, thanks to CBB. Open the plug bag, please.
All right, that was The True Meaning of Canon by Lout Haha. Thank you so much.
You know him, Vom?
No, I never worked with Lout. I might have met, I think that, what is his little brother name?
His little brother's name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Brian Haha. I think I ran into him a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
That was great. I totally forgot
at Hakkasan.
Oh, I love Hakkasan.
It's a fun place.
When the second pill hits at Hakkasan, you do not want to be there.
Yeah. The phone machine was broken last time I was there. So disappointed.
I feel like I am back in France. I don't know what any of these words are that any of you are talking about.
I do the lights there sometimes.
It's Vegas, baby. Like, Vegas. Don't worry about it.
They have a lot of lights in Vegas. That's right. Like, more than 100.
120.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. Hey, Jason Manzoukas, what do you want to plug?
Obviously. I want to plug. I got, the new shows coming out. Always look at my YouTube and click on it till the videos start.
Yeah.
That's a lot of problem a lot of people have is they'll go to the YouTube page and they'll click on it.
They'll just go to youtube.com and just sit there hoping it comes
hoping
up.
It'll start up. And you got to do just a little bit of work.
Yeah.
And then other than that, Listen up for the Sloppy Boys album. It's coming out on August 4th.
Oh, you're a fan of the Sloppy Boys.
Love the Sloppy Boys.
Are they a real band or a fake band?
They're a real band, and they're real rocking, and they're coming to rock you August 4th. Check it out.
Okay, great. And
the album is called Sonic Ranch.
All right. And Vom, what do you want to plug?
You know, it with Double Strike and everything, it's like everything, like this guy, like Grill Guy, you know, bro, it's like, there's nothing to plug because, like, you can't plug nothing.
But you can plug music, I guess, or...
Yeah, I guess.
Live appearances?
I can... let me just do one more fitness motivation and leave it at that.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay. Something I've realized is that I just don't fit in this generation. Instead of partying, I like praying. Instead of video games, I go to the gym. And instead of being a typical promiscuous generation Zoomer, I'm 58.
Oh, you're
50. Stay strong, Queen.
Oh, you're 50. I wouldn't think you're that. Okay, but that's great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good motivation. Thank you. Yeah, we don't need a plug when you have a motivation
bald,
like that.
Big bald spot.
Oh, yeah, I wonder what that. I thought it was a helmet.
Male pattern baldness.
Yeah. You've painted it like a helmet. I think that you have like racing stripes on it and little.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the racing stripe thing. I think it's just like a cool way to treat. You know, I'd like to edge naturally out, but. Also like to wear a helmet like my bro Master Chief.
Right. Okay, yeah. Great.
When you said Stay Strong Queen, I felt that.
Yeah.
You would love my TikTok channel. I do fitness motivation.
Okay, I'm gonna follow you.
With a Christian religious bent underneath it. And I would say finish off a video, go, Stay Strong Queen. That's kinda like my keep it fruity, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow you can follow me back.
Young Miss Willow Penluce, speaking of following, why don't you follow his motivation with some plugs here?
Oh, great, great segue, Scott. I'd like to plug your local city legends. You know, get to know these people that are out there amusing you, you know, on a local level. And yeah. I'd like also to plug my juggle show, the toe show, of course, Assless Chap Monday.
Oh, I didn't know they were assless.
I didn't know that either, Scott.
Oh, it's a hell of a way to start your Monday.
And you said you'd do the show on La Cienega?
I'm streaking on the juggle show is on San Vicente and La Cienega. And then I'm streaking Hollywood Boulevard on the 17th.
Oh, okay. What time? I want to make sure I'm nowhere near the vicinity.
7 in the morning. And I'm going to do a continuous lap until 1 p.m.
Okay. Well,
at which
good
point
hours.
I will have good. Lunch. As long as I can find some food.
Okay, great. Good luck to you on that day. I want to plug, the Comedy Bang Bang book. I can plug that. That's out there right now. And
is it available on Kindle?
I think it must be, yeah.
Yeah, I prefer to read on my Kindle.
Why so?
Oh, it is easier on my eyes than the very bright paper page.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. But yeah, you can get...
paper is getting bright these days.
it's too really bright, bro.
It's blinding
too
sometimes.
Way too bright.
It's like, come on, guys.
I'd rather have a book. You open a book, the pages are black, and the type is white.
Yeah.
That would really...
I think the books are very inaccessible, and we need to make books more accessible.
They're too heavy, too.
Yeah. You ever read a pamphlet?
Oh, yeah.
Or a newspaper?
I've read the biggest... Yeah, I've read some big pamphlets. Big pamphlets on Shakespeare.
Bro,
for
a guy you don't like, you seem to know
I'm
a lot about
it. Trying to get in there. I don't want to hate on anybody.
Well, look, I also want to plug, head over to CBB World. There's a bunch of great shows. I just did a CBB FM with They Might Be Giants. That was a lot of fun. And I do the show Scott Hasn't Seen. And I think we have a great one coming up this Friday. There's also College Town and CBB Presents with shows like Randy Snuts and Heinz, I'm Prov to Meet You, and so many great things over there. If you sign up for a year, you get 2 months free. That's a pretty good deal, right? All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Oh, my God. Look at her butt.
Doors are made for closing, so we take them up and shut them tight. And then doors are made for locking, so we take our key and make it right. We turn it to the right. Oh, no, that unlocked.
my pantaloons and poke my butt.
Oh no.
All right, that was good. That was
Was that about opening the bag?
Well, you know, there's a big mix-up that happened. That was right. Plug If You Want To by Brendan Hogan. Thanks so much to Brendan Hogan.
Is he Hulk's brother?
I hope so. God, I hope so. Otherwise, he's going to get his ass kicked by me.
That's, Hulk Hogan will always go around the room. If any one of you is not related to me, I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much.
And we'd like to thank you.
Well, that has never happened before. My God.
We all appreciate it sincerely. We were talking before the show, and we said, let's give Scott a really good one.
That
at the
is
end.
So flattering.
Thank Scott. You, Scott.
Yeah. Scott, listen to me.
Yeah, what do
like,
you got?
No matter what anybody say in this world, you are important.
Thank you so much,
you matter. And the contribution that you are making to society is inestimable.
Thank you,
Scott.
Now,
don't
keep God first. And everything
do
will
that,
work out.
Yeah,
trust me on
that. I wish you had said that with your loop behind it, quite honestly. So do you mind playing that and saying it again?
Bro, just keep God first and never forget that when you hit rock bottom, it turns out that God is actually the rock. And you're in an action movie with the rock.
Stay strong, queen.
Okay, thanks.
Stay
we'll
strong,
see you next
queen.
Time. Bye.